Good evening, Mayor, Councilmen, Councilwomen. My name is Bob Hieronymus of 1001 Viola Road, Viola. I also represent tonight New St. Andrews College downtown. I bring you greetings from College President Dr. Roy Atwood. He's traveling and is unable to be here tonight. He regrets that, but sends his greetings. We are also, at the same time, however, pleased that this is occurring at a time when our students are in town, and you'll have the opportunity to hear from them directly. You'll hear from many people tonight, and frankly, it's the same group of us that have been speaking to this issue for the better part of the last year. What I would like to do is bring some new voices to the chamber tonight in the form of business owners and business managers of 55 businesses from downtown. I have an open letter of support that that these businesses have signed, which I'd like to read to you tonight. In all, I should say that there were 352 individuals that have signed this letter in just the last week alone, and that includes a number of, actually 137 people who work downtown. So if I may, I'll read the letter to you. An open letter of support to the Moscow City Council regarding changes to the zoning code and to the continued presence of New St. Andrews College downtown. Honorable Council members, whereas New St. Andrews College has been located down since 2001 and purchased and occupied the Scatterbo Block building in 2002 in good faith and in full cooperation with the City of Moscow, and whereas the college has made considerable improvements to the building and has been recognized by the City's Historic Preservation Commission, and whereas New St. Andrews and the University of Idaho, in their existing downtown locations, have brought economic and cultural benefits to the Central Business District, and whereas a solution to the downtown parking problem, to the extent that there is one, should not be disproportionately resolved by any one or group of businesses. We, the undersigned, hereby support amending the Central Business District Zoning Code to permit the continued presence of New St. Andrews College downtown by right or a conditional use permit. I'll read the business names. Shelby Bennett Incorporated, Latah County Title, Camas Prairie Winery, Palouse Properties, Moscow Medical, Twisters, Shook Levitt Insurance, Moscow Title, Follett's Mountain Sports, Association of Classical and Christian Schools, the Moscow Food Co-op, John Harrell Insurance, Hodge & Associates, R Design Incorporated, the Wine Company of Moscow, Wheat Berries, Moscow Floral, Milestone Decisions Incorporated, McCoy Plumbing, Greens Cleaners, Sterling Savings, Chan Singh, Cactus Computer, Papineau Insurance, Fruitsers, Hall Closet, Zions Bank, First Bank, Bennett & Associates, Bill's Barbers, State Farm, Basilio's, King Brothers Music, Cleveland Street Mortgage, Headquarters Hair Salon, The Lock Shop, Farmers Insurance, Fusion, Settlers Insurance, La Bella Vita, Hodgins, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Creighton's, Autos Produce, Terramark, Zeonite, Powell Plumbing, Daniel Miller Architects, Breakfast Club, Insti Prints, Plush Brush, Terra Graphics, and Paradise Creek Bicycles. With regard to the ordinance that you're considering tonight, these downtown businesses support NSA being downtown. They also do not support the parking requirements that this proposed ordinance has in place right now. Minus the parking requirements, New St. Andrews College is supportive of this ordinance in that the existing code is obviously in need of clarification. But frankly, we're not at all convinced that we would be treated fairly in the conditional use process. Therefore, we implore you to consider, or reconsider, I should say, your June 27th interpretation of the original zoning complaint and grandfather in all the impacted parties. I respectfully submit this to you tonight and would now like to approach you and supply you with the letter, if I may. Thank you.